Now, the average boss in the UK gets paid £2.7 million a year, and the figure is almost a fifth less than it was 2 years ago, but still, it's 85 times the average salary. Luke Hilliard is CEO at the High Pay Centre, which conducted the research. Luke, welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
What did you make of this?
Well, I think firstly, it's important to say that excessively high pay, we think is something society should be concerned about. We don't want to live in a horribly unequal, divided country where people have from birth hugely, vastly different living standards and all the attendant problems with crime, mental health issues, sort of distrust, suspicion, and rancor that tends to foster and nourish. It's also the case that within organisations and within economies as a whole, wealth isn't infinite. And if those at the top are taking more, that's going to affect what's there for those in the middle and at the bottom. So we think sort of excessively high pay is an issue that we should be concerned about. And that in that sense, very high top pay coming down and the gap between top executives and the wider workforce reducing is probably a good thing.
And in terms of who is actually in this bracket of being the sort of the highest paid bosses, who take us through some of the real big hitters?
Right. So the top earning CEO this year is actually the AstraZeneca CEO, Pascal Soriot, with about taking home about £15 million. Obviously, they're a company that's been very much in the public eye lately. Getting the AstraZeneca vaccine produced, working with in partnership with Oxford University in that the sort of supply of the vaccine, globally and within Europe has prompted some controversy around them as a company. The pay awarded to Soriot, 15 million is quite low to be the sort of top pay package. The sort of typical pay package for his FTSE 100 CEO is down from about 3 million to 2.7 million. The top pay package is often in the tens of millions, but there's nobody who's got an award on that scale this year. So, but obviously he's still getting more than five times as much as a typical big company CEO. And then they're getting 87 times as much as a typical UK worker. And even to be in the top 1% in the UK of earners, you'd be talking of an income of around £150,000. So the CEOs are still getting a lot more even than the very rich. And it kind of reflects the sort of huge share of total incomes that goes to the very top, 0.1% of the population.
Gosh. Luke, thanks for taking us through those eye-watering numbers. Luke Hilliard there, CEO at the High Pay Centre. The average boss, as I mentioned, in the UK now gets paid £2.7 million a year. Mariella Frost money.